At the National Ag Day festivities, I'm speaking with Orion Samuelson. Orion, it's just great to see you, and I know you're our MC here, but first just make a comment about how important these activities that we're having to focus attention on national agriculture.
For years, we've had Labor Day in the fall, and labor has been honored forever, and more than 30 years ago, this National Agriculture Day was started for the first time. It's national in coverage, but it always kicks off in our nation's capital, and it attracts members of the House and the Senate and a lot of the agricultural community, because a lot of commodity groups come to town, FFA and 4-H and AFA comes to town. And to me, it's been great to watch it grow. And the attendance at the coffee at the Department of Agriculture this morning, the attendance for the noon luncheon, the attendance for the salute to agriculture dinner tonight, at an all-time high. And that says we're growing in our need to tell the story of agriculture.
Isn't it appropriate that we are having three mealtime functions to do this?
Indeed it is, because the people we honor, to me, are the most important minority in the world. 2% of the population in this country that, as I like to say, puts food on the table, clothes on our back, a roof over our heads, and now energy in the gas tank. And yes, we do consume what we produce, and it's very fitting. And we'll have the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Frank Lucas, with us for the luncheon at the coffee at the department this morning. We had Kathleen Merrigan, Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. And at the dinner, we're going to be honoring outstanding young farmers and some other very special people who are a part of today's festivities.
Well, it's great to see you here, and I know we'll have an excellent program here at lunch because you are the MC. So here from Ag Day, my first interview, by the way, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.